Good evening, so here we are, Procrastination Pod, day 17. It is 4:15 in the morning on something like the 23rd of January, or thereabouts, I'm not entirely sure. So this is kind of part two of the previous podcast in which I reported using the procrastination technique of avoiding a big to-do by doing all the other to-dos that you were also avoiding doing but weren't as scary as the big to-do, so to speak, putting it simply. So then today is part two, whereby I do the big scary thing, which of course it's not really big or scary, it's just a way to phrase it for the sake of this podcast. But anyway, so I find it really interesting to observe my behaviour and see how I'm procrastinating, or perhaps it's more just avoiding a certain task and noticing my stress levels react in accordance with the time of day and how much time I have left and upcoming interruptions which might stop me doing that thing and so forth. Absolutely fascinating. And I realise I'm incredibly kind of reactive like that. And I find myself thinking, oh, I can't do this here because of X reason, like because it's noisy or something like that. Oh, I can't do this until I go to that other place. And then, so today I caught myself doing that, and then I stopped and I thought, no, hang on a sec, that's not the reason at all. And the reason is that you're trying not to do this thing at all. And so that was absolutely fascinating. But the thing is now, if I look back on this kind of two-part procrastination project of doing all the little things to avoid the big thing and then finally doing the big thing, I actually see that I did get so much more done as a result of this big thing being a procrastination object, an object of procrastination, because I've literally, belted through so many other little things which typically, if I wasn't doing this project, typically I would have just continued to put off and they would have been contributing to my background stress levels. But because of this big thing, I've, hammered through them all and got so many done. And once again, we're in box zero tonight. So that's, I find it really interesting to think, okay, so is this actually the most productive way to do things, to procrastinate about something? And then, I don't think so, to be honest. It does work, but it's not ideal. Much far more ideal is to actually just do the big thing as well when you need to do it. But yes, anyway, fascinating. So now, of course, I'm stuck with this situation whereby it's 4:15 in the morning. I have to be up fairly soon for tomorrow's projects, but there we go. I'm pleased it's done. So it's really interesting, this life thing, really fascinating. I love it. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. Take care, speak to you soon, bye bye.